Happy Tuesday, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, it will be sunny again today, with a high of 7°C and a low of 1°C overnight. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says a strong ridge of high pressure is continuing to dominate over the south coast today through to midweek, bringing mainly clear skies with some morning fog patches possible along the coast and in some of the valleys. A strong temperature inversion will occur over the sea to sky alpine, with an above-freezing layer between 1,000 meters and 3,000 meters through Wednesday. But what is an inversion? According to the University of Utah Health, an inversion is when the right temperature, the right breezes, and the right weather conditions all come together and they cause the cold air to get trapped. During an inversion, the cold air and the warm air are switched. And the layer of warm air traps the cold air and the pollution down in the valley. Ross says a pattern change will take place as a series of systems will bring the return of precipitation with rain along the coast and snow in the Alpine Friday into next weekend. There's a chance of low-level snow later in the weekend as an Arctic front pushes south from the BC interior towards the BC coast. Keep an eye on the forecasts as we approach next weekend. Sunrise on Jan. 28 is at 7:51 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:01 p.m. Woot! We brought through the 4 p.m. dark phase. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The moon's illumination is currently 0.81%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 7:56 a.m. Moonset is at 3:58 p.m. Duration, 8 hours and 2 minutes. Night sky watchers have a lot to get excited about throughout January. Venus is at its farthest distance from the sun in the evening sky, while Mars won't be this bright again until February 2027. Also, Venus and Saturn have a close approach, reads the time and date site. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Fort Nelson, which saw a high of 12°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 9.1°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 27 was Clinton, which dipped to minus 22.4°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Kindakan Rocks, Haida Gwaii, which could reach 6.7°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Clinton, which could see a low of minus 20°C today. Tides. Today, the next low tide is at 11:23 a.m., height 3.6 meters, the next high tide today is at 3:31 p.m., 4.15 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final tide is a low tide at 11:02 p.m., 0.53 meters. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.3°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 7.6°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2009 at 5.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to rise to 6.6°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include loose wet avalanches. The advice for today from avalog.co is: it's a good time to consider stepping out into more complex terrain. Riding conditions will be best once the surface crust has softened on sun-affected slopes. Rocks will heat up with daytime warming and may become trigger points for loose wet avalanches. Use caution above cliffs and terrain traps where even small avalanches may have severe consequences. Travel early on sun-exposed slopes before cornices weaken with daytime warming. Sea to sky gondola conditions. The Sea to Sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Projected daytime high at summit, 6°C. New snow in last 24 hours, 0 centimeters. Snow base at the summit lodge, 38 centimeters. Winds, calm. Visibility, clear sky. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 kilometers return. Last groomed, starting from lodge, January 28. Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 kilometers return. Last groomed, January 28. 99 centimeters of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 0 centimeters new snow over the last 24 hours. See more of the conditions at the gondola. Good news. Who says the news always has to be bad? On Friday, the Squamish Hospital Foundation announced on its social media that thanks to the Whistler Healthcare Foundation, Squamish Hospital now has a wireless pediatric vital signs monitor worth more than $9,000. That is good news. Know of something good happening in town that would fit here? Email news@squamishchief.com. What's on at council this week? No council meeting this week. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Jan. 31, Get Your Belly Laughs as Bomb Comedy presents The Big Fat Comedy Show with Chandelier. At Trickster's Hideout at 38005 Cleveland Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. This month, we're delighted to have the established Chandelier in the headline spot. Comedian, singer, and dancer, Shonda is a treasured Vancouver drag legend seen on film, CBC Gem, JFL Vancouver, and most recently, voted second best comedian in the Georgia Straits Best of Vancouver 2024, reads the listing. Feb. 5. If you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanne Hart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Be whale aware. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Traffic impact notice. The district says to expect changes to traffic patterns along the boulevard in Garibaldi Highlands. Changes include single-lane closures of the westbound lanes along the boulevard on January 28, a closure of the eastbound lane on Jan. 29, and minor impacts on January 30. During closures, a detour will be in place via Kintyre Drive and Lomond Way. Parking, bike lanes, and sidewalks will be inaccessible during work hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., the district said on its social media. This work involves installing electrical upgrades. Please follow signage and directions from traffic personnel. Thank you for your patience and understanding as this work is completed. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snowplows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Sixth Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. On Highway 99, northbound, watch for maintenance between Lions Bay Avenue and Porto Cove Road for 1.9 kilometers, Lions Bay, until Tuesday, Jan. 28 at 5 p.m. The right lane is closed. On Highway 99, northbound, watch for mowing between Moran Lake Provincial PK and Stawamish Chief Provincial PK for 4.3 kilometers, Squamish, until Wednesday, January 29, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you are heading north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 45.1 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Also, on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Seton Lake Road and Hat Creek Road for 55.5 kilometers, Lillooet. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you will find petrol for 172.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. the cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 179.9 per litre at the Petro-Canada, at 1245 Lonsdale Avenue, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Osoyoos, where you can fill up for 155.9 per litre at the co-op, at 9101 Main Street.